The European Union's privacy laws are a hit, but its proposed copyright rules have the internet freaking out. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. New digital copyright laws pushed forward by the European Parliament this week would make platforms like Google, Facebook, and YouTube share more of their profits with creators, news organizations, musicians, and artists, and would make them be more aggressive about filtering out copyrighted material. But critics, including YouTubers, say the law is so broad that it would lead to widespread censorship and even kill off internet memes, like, say, that weird one where Shrek-obsessed YouTubers play this Smash Mouth song all the time. Hey now, you're an all-star. So let's try to break it down in quality assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Joanna Pluchinska is a tech reporter for Politico Europe based in Brussels. Joanna, what's the creator controversy?
More of this kind of copyright-specific technology would be used by more platforms. But the issue is it's not always very sophisticated. Many digital rights activists say that this could lead to everything from memes to photos to a whole different range of creative content being taken down or not available on the internet because of this lack of nuance in this technology.
What about what critics are calling a link tax? The idea that publications can, have control over how their material is shared or aggregated?
A lot of the people who are critical of this proposal say this will give media publishers power to potentially ask someone who tweeted out a link to their article to pay for it. And I think that policymakers have been very, very careful, specifically the European Parliament put this in the text, that this will not apply to links and that this is really about snippets of content, so short extracts from articles that show up when you open Google News, for example. So it would basically force Google News to enter a licensing agreement with big media publishers. But then critics say that there's not enough nuance in the text. Their fear is that this will actually potentially affect individual users who share this content through various means.
Is it your sense that there is support for some version of this legislation? Because these are real issues for media outlets and creators and musicians.
I think that in Europe, specifically in countries like France and Germany, cultural sectors, so French music and French film or, you know, German comedy, these kinds of things are very important to citizens and to individuals. So I think there is broad support among politicians that this measure, that this law could actually help protect those industries and help them survive in the digital age. That being said, we also do see a vast backlash against this law and a lot of fear and worry that this will lead to censorship online.
Joanna Pluchinska is a tech reporter for Politico Europe. The proposed rules do still have a long way to go before a final vote. In the meantime, yes, there are already European copyright directive memes online. Matt Purdy produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer and Dan Powell engineer the show. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.